Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
I give you Donald and the Magic Sharpie. One day, President Donald decided to go for a walk. But there were no crowds to greet him. So he used his magic Sharpie to make a huge, excited crowd. And then he made some casinos. But they all went bankrupt. So he made a big, beautiful wall to hide them. And a friendly Mexican to pay for it. Then he felt sleepy. So he made a great big bed with fried chicken and a porn star in it. He was happy. The magic Sharpie dropped to the floor, and President Donald drifted off to sleep.
The best laid plan. Swing low, Alabama. You got the spare chain. You got to feel strange. And now the moment is all that if and Alabama. You got the weight on your shoulders. Let's break.
we may have finally cracked the case of the mysterious Hurricane Sharpie. For those who don't know this story, earlier this week, our president incorrectly said that Hurricane Dorian had the state of Alabama in its sights, which was not the case. Dorian was not headed toward Alabama.
And then 20 minutes later, the National Weather Service had to tweet, Alabama will not see any impacts from Dorian. We repeat, no impacts from Hurricane Dorian will be felt across Alabama. That was 20 minutes later. The National Weather Service has to monitor the president's tweets as closely as they monitor actual hurricanes.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
He dug in and insisted he was right. It was headed to Alabama. He did it over and over again. And then just when the story finally went away, he brought it roaring back to life by showing a map he called the original map.
The president spent seemingly the entire week desperately trying to prove that he was in the right when he claimed that last Sunday, Alabama was among the states most likely to be hit by Hurricane Dorian, an effort that involved more than 10 tweets and this incredible moment.
In the Oval Office today, President Trump showed off this old map of Dorian's forecast path, insisting he was right when he warned Alabama was in the danger zone. But tonight, that map is raising new questions. The black line projecting that Dorian would move from Florida into Alabama appears to be drawn on by a marker.
When asked about it, this is what the president said.
That map that you showed us today looked like it almost had like a Sharpie.
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you sure about that? You don't think that you might have done it? I gotta say, for someone who lies so constantly, it's genuinely astounding how bad he is at it. There is a non-zero chance that if he loses every state next year, he'll claim he's won by standing next to a fully blue map with the word red written on it, with Sharpie stains on his fingers saying, how did this happen? I don't know.
I don't know.
If you say I don't know three times, it comes true, and then.
I don't know.
Remember how much we used to laugh when the North Korean government claimed Kim Jong-il played a round of golf and made 11 holes in one? That's where we're headed, right? That is. And he won't let it go. He keeps bringing it up. A couple of hours ago, he tweeted another video about it. It is mind-boggling that this is what our president is thinking about with the real hurricane.
Maybe he's part of the legend. Maybe he's part of the legend. Maybe he's a natural legend.
But immediately, everyone became suspicious that this alteration was the work of Donald J. Trump. According to a White House official who preferred to remain anonymous, we learned today the president did indeed alter that map himself with a Sharpie.
The Washington Post soon talked to a White House official who confirmed it was Trump who did it, saying, no one else writes like that on a map with a black Sharpie, and of course they don't.
He's even drawing lies now, okay? Who'd have guessed the guy who only signs things in Sharpie and ordered special Sharpies with his name on them is the guy who wrote on the map with a Sharpie? You know how you can't leave a toddler alone for 3 minutes or he'll draw all over the walls? That's our president. And once again today, our commander-in-chief meteorologist doubled down. He wrote, the fake news media was fixated on the fact that I properly said at the beginnings of Hurricane Dorian that in addition to Florida and other states, Alabama may also be grazed or hit. They went crazy, hoping against hope that I made a mistake, which I didn't. Which you did, by the way. Check out Maps. This nonsense has never happened to another president. 4 days of corrupt reporting, still without an apology.
On Wednesday, the president tweeted a map trying again to prove his incorrect point. But weather experts say the president was using an out-of-date map. There were much fresher forecasts.
President Trump tweeted this. It's called a spaghetti model. It shows every possible path the hurricane is forecasted to take.
Those spaghetti models were from August the 28th. By the time the president tweeted about Alabama at 10:51 a.m. on Sunday, the forecast track had moved well east.
The New York Times reported that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross threatened to fire top employees at NOAA after its Birmingham office contradicted the president's claim that Dorian might strike Alabama. And that story broke after the Washington Post reported earlier that NOAA's chief scientist will investigate why the agency backed the president over its own experts on Dorian.
Yes, it turns out President Trump is so embarrassed by his hurricane blunder that his administration threatened to fire any weather officials who wouldn't back up his alternative facts.
Trump has tried to muddy the waters and confuse everyone by making this as complicated as possible. So let's keep it very simple. September 1st, Trump tweeted that Alabama will most likely be hit much harder than anticipated. And then 20 minutes later, the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, tweeted Alabama will not see any impacts from Dorian. And as we learned this weekend, that correction wasn't the National Weather Service going out of their way to embarrass Trump. They had to issue that correction specifically in response to Alabama residents who were freaked out by the president's tweet. The Washington Post reported that the Birmingham office sent the tweet after receiving a flurry of phone calls from concerned residents following Trump's message. We're now at the point where the president is scaring people for no reason. The president is obsessing over a map he doctored to defend an embarrassing mistake that he is now repeatedly lying about. Almost nothing that comes out of his mouth is true. In fact, at any time he speaks, the odds that he's lying are...
a 95% chance probability.
Like when Trump is like 100 years old, he'd be laying on his deathbed surrounded by the people he loves and Eric. And he'll still be like, I was right about Alabama. Beep. And then CNN will report on it, and then Trump will come back from the dead. Ah, I was right. I told you I was right. I was right.
All available forces have been brought into play. Now we can only watch and wait. Of tension, the turning point is reached. Latest reports indicate the control strategy is successful. At last, the high pressure ridge has settled along the coast, forming an invisible wall of safety. The storm is over.
It's another Monday in the Trump era, which means we all awoke to another fever dream of cruelty, stupidity, and corruption. Just in the last few days, the president launched a deranged attack on John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. A House panel is investigating the military's use of Trump-owned property in Scotland. The president ignited bipartisan fury when he announced that he invited the Taliban to Camp David just days before the anniversary of 9/11, while simultaneously canceling that meeting and upending months of delicate peace talks.
On Saturday, he wrote,
unbeknownst to almost everyone, the major Taliban leaders and, separately, the president of Afghanistan were going to secretly meet with me at Camp David on Sunday.
Yes.
Only Trump would brag about a meeting he didn't have. Anyway, they were coming to the United States tonight. Unfortunately, in order to build false leverage, they admitted to an attack in Kabul that killed one of our great, great soldiers and 11 other people. I immediately canceled the meeting and called off peace negotiations. What kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position? The Taliban, maybe? I don't know. Maybe those, you know, the people you invited to Camp David? Donald Trump invited the Taliban to Camp David 3 days before 9/11.
Does Donald Trump not know what 9/11 is?
I was down there, and I watched our police and our firemen down on 7/11, down at the World Trade Center right after it came down.
Next month, he's taking Al-Qaeda to Six Flags. Did you know that? In 2012, Trump tweeted, "While Barack Obama is slashing the military, he's also negotiating with our sworn enemy, the Taliban, who facilitated 9/11. That was written by the man who not only did he invite the Taliban over for a sleepover, last week he slashed $3.6 billion from the military to build his wall. Everything he does, you could find a tweet where he says the opposite. It's like he went back in time to screw with himself. It is... He really might be Biff from Back to the Future.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States?
Instead of meeting with the Taliban yesterday, Trump spent the day lashing out at John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. For real, he was watching a town hall event on MSNBC last night, probably waiting to hear his name mentioned. He was upset that John Legend didn't give him a shout out for the bipartisan criminal justice reform bill that he signed. So he got out his thumbs and he wrote, "Guys like boring musician John Legend and his filthy mouth wife," who wasn't even there, by the way, "are talking about how great it is, but I didn't see them around when we needed help getting it passed." His filthy mouth, what? What is, we can't have all these filthy mouth women around when the Taliban is coming over, guys. Trump hates women who talk dirty unless they're spanking him with a Forbes magazine while they're doing it. So Chrissy Teigen responded to this. She wrote, "LOL, what a ass bitch."
Trump's gotten a lot of criticism because Mike Pence and members of the U.S. military have been staying at Trump properties over in Europe. People say that as commander-in-chief, Trump is self-dealing to his own businesses. But Trump responded, "Yeah, but I'm rich.
I own a lot of different places. Soon you'll find that out. Because I'll be at some point prior to the election, I'm going to be giving out a financial report of me. And it'll be extremely complete. I'm going to give out my financial condition. And you'll be extremely shocked that the numbers are many, many times what you think."
And they will be only the best numbers, okay? We're talking five, couple of eights in there. Will there be a three? Got to tune in to find out. One number that is certainly going to be in there is Threven. Threven, the secret number only rich people get to use.
Then Trump got everyone pumped up for tonight's rally.
"We're going to be doing a big rally tonight, totally sold out, as always. It's every single one, totally sold out. There'll be a lot of people outside trying to get in."
Oh, yeah, the people, they'll be all out there with their ears pressed against the door, trying to make out tonight's hideous, bloodthirsty chant. Spoiler, it's "Steal her car, steal her car." And I want you to know right now, I do not approve.
You know, I have to say, of all the interesting things I've been hashtag blessed to cover when it comes to our president, I never thought the weather would be one of them. I really didn't. But once again, our commander-in-chief meteorologist has contradicted the weather. Trump took his show on the road last night. He hosted a pep rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he claimed aboard Air Force One that people were lined up waiting in the rain to see him, even though it wasn't raining at all.
"We have now people standing in line trying to get into the arena, and I will tell you that they are soaking wet because Roy and everybody just walked into the plane. You folks were wet. There's bad weather out there."
No, they weren't. They were just, if they were wet, they were just sweating because you're the president. And I still don't understand why he would say this, because by all accounts, it was not raining in Fayetteville. And just to make sure of that, we pulled the local weather forecast for Monday, September 9th.
Fayetteville today hitting a high of 92. Now, that is a bit above the average of 86. Morning low also running above average at 74. And also no precipitation reported at the Fayetteville Fayetteville Gauge on Monday.
No precipitation reported, but... I knew it was only a matter of time before he told us the sky isn't blue, but there's a perfectly simple explanation for why Trump said his supporters in North Carolina were soaking wet when they weren't. He thought he was in Alabama. There's a hurricane there, you know.
Every day we're making good on the motto, promises made, promises kept. In fact, we are keeping even more promises by far than we made or than we promised. So many more.
Trump is also continuing his use of the presidency to enrich himself. Last week, Trump reportedly encouraged Vice President Mike Pence to stay at his golf resort in Ireland. And on Friday, it was reported that an Air Force crew made a stop at Trump's Scottish resort. Democrats are investigating whether these obviously corrupt practices violate the Constitution. So Trump lashed out again this morning on Twitter, distancing himself from both incidents.
Quote, I had nothing to do with the decision of our great Vice President Mike Pence to stay overnight at one of the Trump-owned resorts in Doonbeg, Ireland.
I know nothing about an Air Force plane landing in an airport, which I don't own and have nothing to do with it, near Turnberry Resort, which I do own in Scotland, and filling up with fuel with the crew staying overnight at Turnberry. They have good taste. Nothing to do with me.
Wow, he is tap dancing faster than a flaming dancer. Also, you can't just tweet, in all caps, nothing to do with me, right after you admit they stayed at your hotel and you put in parentheses, they have good taste.
Can you speak to your involvement in the vice president's plans to stay at a Trump property in Ireland?
Well, I had no involvement other than it's a great place. It's Doonbeg. I own it. It's in Ireland. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I don't suggest anything. I don't suggest it, nor did I with... the Attorney General. I never spoke to the Attorney General about using my hotel. I have a lot of hotels all over the place, and people use them because they're the best. I mean, you know, they're the best. But he's using the hotel, and people like my product. What can I tell you? Can't help it. But, you know, and I guess they say we want to stay at a place that's better than someplace else.
I have never been more grateful for the president's pettiness and stupidity, because today he was stupidly petty enough to save us from a very smart warmonger. I'm talking about National Security Advisor John Bolton. Today, with no public preamble, the president tweeted, I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. And another Trumpling bites the dumpling of dirt. Trump goes through staffers like a high 17-year-old goes through Little Debbie Swiss rolls. We knew there was bound to be conflict between these two guys, like two rams butting heads. There's going to happen eventually. We knew this because Trump was very down on our Middle Eastern wars, whereas Bolton had never seen a patch of sand he didn't want to make glow. In fact, Trump has long complained privately that Mr. Bolton was too willing to get the United States into another war, with Trump saying behind the scenes, if it was up to John, we'd be in four wars now. And I can't have that. I'm already in so many wars. I got trade war, cupcake war. I'm in a flame war with Chrissy Teigen. And World War II, comma, what if the Nazis had won? Plus, back in May, Trump said this.
John is he has strong views on things, but that's okay. I actually temper John, which is pretty amazing, isn't it? Nobody thought that was going to happen. I'm the one that tempers him.
So Donald Trump is the voice of reason?
John, you're talking crazy, okay? Now, can we please get back to discussing windmill cancer?
Trump concluded,
and therefore, dot, 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 I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning.
Okay. President's making a simple statement of fact, so it's probably a lie.
Because 12 minutes after Trump's announcement, Bolton tweeted, I offered to resign last night and President Trump said, let's talk about it tomorrow. Oh, John. Yes, John, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Now, I want you to look into the distance while I tell you about rabbits.
Steinbeck reference.
Yeah. The announcement was a complete surprise, especially since the tweet came about 90 minutes before Bolton was expected to appear at a press briefing with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Trump promised, I'll be naming a new national security advisor next week. Who will it be? Well, we know Trump picked Bolton because he saw him on Fox News. So get ready for national security advisor, my pillow guy.
We may have to go for an extra term. Oh, they're going crazy. They're going crazy. Tomorrow you're going to see headlines. Trump wants an extra term. I told you. He wants an extra term, ladies and gentlemen. We told you. He's a dictator. We told you. No. I'm only kidding.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.